I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Terre Haute Symphony, conducted by David Bowden, opens their 2010-2011 season this Saturday with a march by Berlioz, a concerto by Simon Proctor, and the powerful Symphony No. 5 by Gustav Mahler. Our guest is the Boston Symphony's bass trombonist and serpent soloist, Douglas Yeo. Douglas, from pictures, I agree there's no instrument that more accurately lives up to its name. It does look as if you've got a large lap full of snake and that you're blowing into its tail. What led you from bass trombone, admittedly not the first instrument that most kids think that they'd like to play, onto something even more obscure?
Well, I'm afraid it was simple curiosity. I was in the music library at Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony summer home, in the summer of 1996, and came across a score to a work we were going to be playing the next season, the newly discovered mess by Berlioz, his Messa Solennelle. And I was looking in the score and saw it had a part for a serpent. And something in my head just clicked, and I thought, I wonder what that sounds like. So I went back to Boston and went to my local brass shop and said, do you know anyone that might be selling a serpent? Oh, yes, there's an early music shop down on Cape Cod. I went down. He had a serpent. The owner asked if I wanted to play it and try it out. I said, no, I have no idea how to play it, but I'll put down my Visa card for it. And told the personnel manager I was going to play serpent on the Berlioz Mass. Now, I can't repeat on the air what he said to me, but effectively he said, I'm going to have to audition that for then music director Seiji Ozawa. Well, I learned the serpent, played it for Seiji. He was captivated by it. And that began an adventure for me where I've been playing the serpent both in modern and early instrument groups and really becoming an evangelist for the instrument.
The serpent has been showing up in films, however fleetingly. I saw it in Pride and Prejudice, but you tell me that it was an especially attractive instrument for Thomas Hardy, and it's been in his films.
Yes, Hardy used the serpent as a reference in about 10 of his works. In England in the early 19th century, churches, rural churches in particular, had bands of musicians in their west galleries that were sitting over the congregation that would sit on the floor. And these bands had strings and oboes, clarinets, and serpents. And the serpent was the most robust and effective bass instrument for over 200 years from its invention in 1590. And Hardy, who wrote a lot about English country life, I think seemed to see the serpent as a bit of an underdog, an instrument that looked so odd and gave an unusual kind of sound, especially because Hardy was living through the serpent's extinction, really, in the late 19th century, and was able to look back on it, I think, as a representative of a time past, a time of a community where towns would get together and musicians would play for pleasure and for service to the church and the town. The serpent really was an instrument that captivated Hardy, even though he never played it.
In addition to your looking back on the instrument, you seem to be looking forward. Simon Proctor has a concerto. How did this happen?
Well, the serpent celebrated its 399th anniversary from its invention in 1590 in 1989. And to celebrate the occasion, there was a festival held in Columbia, South Carolina, where at the University of South Carolina, Alan Lumsden, who was a founding member of the London Serpent Trio and a real pioneer in low brass and the early music movement with David Munro and Christopher Hogwood in England, premiered a piece that Simon wrote especially for the serpent and for the occasion. And it was considered impossible to play. In fact, the serpent is generally considered impossible to play. And Alan gave its only performance until I took it up and played it with the Boston Pops with John Williams conducting in 1998. And since then, I've played Simon's concerto with a further five orchestras, and including this upcoming performance with the Terre Haute Symphony.
We've been talking with Douglas Yeo. He'll be the serpent soloist for Simon Proctor's concerto with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra, also on the program, by the way, a march by Berlioz and the powerful Symphony No. 5 by Gustav Mahler, this Saturday night at 7:30 in ISU's Tilson Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.